first of all, let's talk about one of the subjects you were talking about is that you want to treat your players like family. I found in my family, sometimes it takes tough love. Sometimes we have to spoil a rotten kid. You know, how do you treat people like family?
Respect. I think the key in our building, you know, accountability and respect. We expect a lot out of our players. We respect them. We expect them to respect the process and each other, and we expect them to be accountable for their actions.
Have you seen it that way? Has it worked that way?
For the majority, you know, and you know, like any family, there's going to be times when you know, young men, young ladies, they make poor decisions, and they have to be accountable for the decisions they make. And we tell them all the time, you know, they've got the keys to the car. They're the ones that get themselves in situations, and they're the only ones that can get themselves out of situations. We can guide, we can support, which we try to do, and we try to do and think we do a very good job of, but we can't defend. We can't defend the actions. We can only support, continue to mentor, continue to teach, and expect that they come along.
Trent, I know you kind of already talked about this, but do you envision Aldon Smith in a 49ers uniform in the foreseeable future?
Absolutely we do, but at the same time, we've had some hard discussions with Aldon, and he knows exactly where he stands with this organization and what he needs to do moving forward. He's made mistakes. There's no question about it. And as I'd said earlier, he's made those mistakes. He's made a lot of decisions that could have been made differently and better. And he's the only one now that can get himself out of it. He's the one that has the keys to the car, right? And he's got to start making better decisions, and we expect him to do that.
11 picks. First one isn't until the 30th overall. There's even reports out of ESPN right now that you guys are even talking specifically to the Oakland Raiders. Have you been talking to the Oakland Raiders about moving up to the number 5 spot? And is that still something that can happen in the next couple of days?
Well, you know, we're constantly reviewing the draft board, reviewing the options that we have, what we could possibly do. There's a lot of things we can do. We have 11 picks. We have the flexibility to package those picks and move up. We have the ability to stand pat and pick, and we have the ability to move back. And right now, it's way too early to determine exactly what we're going to do. But is there going to be movement? There could very well be.
Does drafting a linebacker move up or down on the priority list?
Well, once again, we draft best player available, and you know, we also know what our needs are and keep our needs in mind as we're picking. So that's always a possibility.
You have Brandon Lloyd now in. How much of a factor does he figure to be? How much of a factor does it come into your draft plans?
Well, we have a lot of respect for what Brandon's able to do, his abilities, and we tried to get him several years ago when I believe he went to St. Louis. Then we tried to get him again when he ended up going to New England. So third time, hopefully, is a charm, right? He's a talented football player, and he's a motivated football player. He's still got some youngness to him. He can still run. He's one of the better route runners at his craft, and we're glad to have him back.
Does that figure at all, though, help you maybe with your draft plans?
Well, it gives us a little more freedom, you know. But when a player's been away for a year, away from the game, there's some unpredictability to where he is. And so you have to factor that in. But it's not going to change our approach too much going into this draft. We're still going to look hard at the wide receiver position like we are at every position.
Moving over to Colin Kaepernick, I know that this was already discussed also, so I'm apologizing. But how important is it to get Colin Kaepernick signed extension before training camp? Is that, again, you kind of discussed how negotiations take a bit long of that
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that we're going to continue to work on. We've had several talks with Collins Camp, and we'll continue to talk. But as far as putting a timetable on it, there is none at this time. We're just going to continue to work and do our due diligence and hopefully present a package to him and his camp that he feels good about.
You talked a little bit about social media. How difficult is it to be an athlete in today's day where, like you said, everything up to the minute that happens is reported?
Well, I think it certainly creates another dynamic that makes it more difficult. But sometimes they bring it on themselves, right? Nobody says they have to use it, right? Others use it, and sometimes it can work for them and work against them, just like when they use it. It can be to their advantage, and it can also be to their disadvantage. So we try to educate them on the importance of using it in an acceptable manner, and that's all you can do.
Can you talk about a little bit about the schedule that you see? Very unique time around Thanksgiving when you're playing Seattle. In 17 days, you play Seattle again. You on board with that?
Well, I don't know that how you can't be on board, right? The NFL lays out the schedule, and you got to play it. And Seattle may not want to play us two weeks out of the three, and we may not want to play them 2 weeks out of three. But at the same time, that's what the schedule is. So we got to wrap our minds around it and go to work. But there's a lot of work to be done before we get to that day. We're gonna just take them as they come.
To a fan base that's a little maybe disappointed with all the off-the-field indiscretions, what do you say to them to sort of repair or, believe in the 49er organization?
Well, I hope they understand that we're very disappointed. Disappointed as an organization, but at the same time, we believe in these guys. We really do. We have 70-some players under contract. We've had a few off-field transgressions that we're disappointed in, but so are the players. The players are disappointed that they've put themselves and this team in the position that we're in, and not going to defend their actions. We'll support them and continue to support them and make sure that we continue to let them know how important it is to be accountable, to do the right things. And, we have a lot of guys doing the right things, and a lot of guys. And we just got to continue to get better and continue to make better decisions.
Can you evaluate how you guys have done, in your opinion, with free agency and moving closer to the draft?
Once again, I mentioned this earlier, how we did in free agency. We like where our football team's at right now. No games are won or lost in March, April, May, June, July. The games are won or lost in September, October, and so on. So that's what we're trying to wrap our brain around and focus on. How do we make the decisions and get the right 53 guys come the end of August, leading into September?
You obviously, the benchmark right now is the Seattle Seahawks. Do you look at that team and say, how can we be like them in some way? Is there something that they are showing you that you need from to work them, to get them?
Well, we focus on us and what we need to do to get better. We know our system. We know the types of players that we need in our system. We know the types of players we want in our locker room. And we're going to continue to focus on us. We can't control what Seattle does any more than we can control what Denver, St. Louis, Arizona, or any other team does. So that's the approach that we take.